Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Navigating that big college transition and helping to build a solid foundation for the young people in our life to springboard from. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. Stats paint a clear picture. Entering college life can be especially difficult for maintaining Christian beliefs. Having a better understanding of what our teens will experience in college can help us guide them through this transition. And we gained insight and advice from Derek Mellaby, director of the College Transition Initiative for the Center for Parent Youth Understanding. Neil asked him how we can best equip our young people to influence others and be a light on campus.
Yeah, and this gets back to some of my, I call the 3D approach to college. And this is what I try to put in front of students. And I would say that this is the thing that when I give the seminar, students are most intrigued by, they're most energized by. And it's this idea that college isn't just get a degree, get through it to get a job. But it is about, first and foremost, developing your mind. You know, that Jesus said we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. So what does it mean to take these 4 years to just grow in knowledge, to just learn more things about God's creation, to learn more, to grow in knowledge so that we grow in wisdom? You know, Walker Percy, the famous Southern novelist, he said it's possible to get all A's but flunk life. So how can we make sure that we go through college coming out the other side, not with a degree, but wiser people? And we need wiser people in this world. And so I give some pointers on how to engage their studies and think through things more deeply, because they have a great opportunity. You know, if you ask anybody 20 years removed from college, if they could do it all over again, many of them will say, I wish I could take the learning more seriously. And I think as followers of Christ, we just have a great opportunity to be a witness to Jesus in the way that we approach academics. So the first thing is developing your mind. But the second thing is discovering our gifts. You know, the beauty of the biblical story is not only are we called out of that world story into his story, history, the true story of the world. Not only are we called out of that world story into the biblical story, but we're given a role to play within that biblical story, and then he gives us, God gives us gifts to play our role well. And college can be about thinking more deeply about the gifts you've been given. You know, what is your role in the biblical story? How can you use, how can you develop your mind in a way that leads to wisdom so that you can be used in God's story? And then finally, it's about developing your mind. It's about discovering your gifts. It's also about discerning your callings. You know, I mentioned earlier that college is a calling to prepare for further calling, that when we come out the other side, developing our mind and discovering our gifts, then we have more to be Christian with. And every academic major, every academic discipline can equip us to be of better service to our neighbors.